That's right. You know the tune. You know the tune. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to just another episode of the Brotherhood. We are back in action. So great to be back in the studio with my brother, my great friend, brother. That brother's name is Father Brandon Berg. Brother Brandon Berg. What's up, man?
That sound could only mean one thing. The Brother Hut, and that brother's name is Vincent Mary Carrasco.
What's up, a.k.a. Brother Vinny? Man, this is cool, man. We're back, bro. We're back in the hut and just excited to be here. It's been one whole year, right, bro?
It has. It's been over a year. Our last episode, our anniversary is on October 3rd, and this is November, October. But it feels, we missed our anniversary, but we're back.
Yeah, it's crazy to think it's been, one whole year, but this was a fruit that began, I want to say 2020, right when COVID was getting out, and this was just a ministry that we wanted to start and begin and share with you guys, our listeners, our faithful listeners, just a little bit of our life, what we do and why we do it, and then in the mix too, talk about our Lord, talk about Jesus, talk about Christ, talk about the faith, you know. So it's cool to be back.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Brother Vinny, for having the impetus to start this ministry and get it going. And you're also our technical wizard. And I love the idea of the Brother Hut, just a simple place for brothers to be together and share. And I think we started in 2019.
Was it 19?
I think so. Because it would have been October 3rd, 2019, and then because we got it out before COVID. Because I think that's when everybody else started. Not that everybody was following us, but a bunch of people have been jumping on the podcast train. It's a fun train to be on. I don't blame them.
Absolutely. Everybody was following us, bro. No. <I'm just kidding. laughs> So right now we're actually in a hut. Like, we're in an actual hut, I think.
This is a very fitting location. There's only room for not much else in here. But it's Brother Vinny. It's Brother Brandon. And the Holy Spirit, who's always with us.
Amen. That's right. So we're in our friary, and in our friary, there's this little tiny room, and it used to be a silver room, but now it's our booth in our studio. We got lights set up. It's really cool. Maybe we can post a picture of the new location, but let's fill the listeners in on, this is going to be just a quick little episode, fill you guys in on what we've been up to. It's been a year. It's been close to 13 months, and so we wanted to just fill you guys in on what we've been doing as a community. We've both been in different locations. There's been a lot that has happened just within the last year, you know. So what have you been up to, bro?
Yeah, thanks. I'm here in San Antonio going on 2 years in a row now. So last couple years I've been changing assignments every year, but it's nice to be in the same location. For another year, I'm doing the formation ministry, so helping out with the post-novitiate formation. And, we have this great property here in San Antonio, Texas. We have 10 acres of property, and it was kind of like a mansion or at least a big single-family home. And we've done some remodeling, and we've done some turn the big ballroom into our chapel, make a home for the Lord.
We've been tearing the place up, man, right? Well, making it our home, you know.
Exactly.
Customizing, which is really neat.
It is. Yeah, sometimes things fall apart that we don't have control over, but the biggest improvement lately has been our water softening and filtration system. That thing was completely dissolved, giving us all kinds of nightmares, but we got that re-upped, and we have a little drinking water spout, and the water is flowing through the rest of our building, so
all over.
Very grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
For clean water.
Yeah, there for a little while it was tough because we were trying to do the episodes. You know, I was up in Denver and Berg, you were down here, so we were trying to do these episodes and via, you know, Zoom, and that was difficult and weird, and it wasn't the same. But we're in the same spot now today, so
we are.
Praise the Lord.
Fist bump.
But it has been a great year, yeah. So since October let's see, I was preaching at the parish in Denver.
Yes.
That was an amazing.
Yeah, tell the people what you did last year, Vinny. You were in a very particular year.
I was in a particular year, yeah. So it was my intern year. It was my after we're ordained a deacon. I was ordained a deacon in March of not last March, the March before last. So I was ordained a deacon, and then I was in my pastoral year, just getting familiar with the parish life, preaching, teaching, helping out with sacramental life, mostly funerals. There was a lot of funerals that we helped out with, which was, you know, sad, but at the same time, it's a learning curve, you know, just learning how to do all the ins and outs of the sacramental prep and all of that good stuff. And I enjoyed it. I had a blast, man. It was really fun. So I was out, and I finished. I was out there for that whole year, and then I got down here. I finished in up there in May.
Mm-hmm.
In May, and had a great summer, awesome summer. But yeah, that pastoral year was nice, just to get kind of in the mix of the sacramental life and. Mm-hmm. Getting familiar behind the altar and getting familiar with the deacon things, you know, which was nice.
Yes, know? And you were in Denver, right? At a parish there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. St. Bernadette's in Lakewood. Shout out to all the listeners from there. We get quite a few from there.
Mm-hmm. And I think what I heard from you, too, one of your special connections you had there was with the kid. There's a grade school or academy or something that's part of the parish there that you were frequently involved with, the classes or the...
Yeah, that was cool. So part of my ministry was helping out at the parish and doing... the parish is connected to a little school, and it was called Wellspring. So I was helping out there 2 days a week, like preaching or doing catechism for the niños.
Mm.
Amazing kids, man, amazing kids. Like, yeah, you get to see the faith of a child, like, up close and personal, you know. So second and third graders, and then fourth and fifth, and then middle school, which is, you know, middle school. So that was fun, too, and challenging. But, it was great, man. It was cool. It was cool to be able to teach them about the faith. And I remember one of the first classes I was preaching, I was doing a class on virtue. And these are like fourth graders, you know, and they busted out like their little notepads and started, you know, taking notes. And I'm drawing the virtue, you know, I'm drawing like, you know, the hinges for the cardinal virtues, you know, talking about the theological virtues and what a virtue means and why we're called to live virtuous life. And, you know, like just those different things, explaining all those, right? And this one little girl came up to me. She's like, "This is the best class ever. This is the best class." She's like, "Look at my," and they all run up to you at the end, you know, and they're like, "Look at my notes. Like, look at all the notes I've taken." And it was just awesome to see them soaking it in, you know.
It's good to hear. Yeah, yeah. Kids, you know, sometimes I think we try to dumb things down for kids, but yeah, they are sponges and they
soak it up. You're
with
right.
You, and if you give them some good food, they are hungry.
Yeah,
for sure, huh?
Yeah.
I can see you relating well with kids. You have a childlike, joyful spirit, so I'm sure they.
Oh, thanks.
I can imagine them being very receptive to you and, tuned in to what you're saying and how you're saying it, and you have a good way of explaining things for people. In my experience. So.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, I miss those kids, man. I miss them. And I remember when I was leaving, it was hard to say goodbye because, you know, you grow close to the kids and, you know, once you get the names down and, you know, then, you know, you get mad at them for not listening in class. And, like, all of that helps in the dynamic of just getting to know who they are and the faith that they have and everything. But when I was leaving, it was hard to leave, and one of the little girls came up to me, and her family is from Mexico, you know, and so we're kind of in the same cultures, right? But when I was leaving, she came up to me, and she handed me a dollar, like a dollar bill, and put it in my palm, just like my grandmother would do, you know, and it was just this sweet little gesture of, like, you know, a connection between, like, how we were both raised. Because that's absolutely something my grandmother would have done.
Oh, yeah.
you know, like, here, like, take a dollar. And she's like, buy yourself something nice. You know, it was just sweet. A little fourth grader, give me a dollar. I said, no, like, this is. But it was funny. And I still get videos from the teachers down there. So, like, from Rachel, she always, okay. You know, from Miss T, she always sending me videos from the children, like, wishing me hello. And also Clancy and Ellen. And they're always, yeah, sending me videos of what the kids are up to. And they're learning, you know, things. And it's really neat. But yeah, that's what I was doing. It was great, and I miss that. Yeah,
awesome. That's so good to hear. And to our listeners, if you know Brother Vinny, you also know he's a musician and loves to play the guitar and sing, and is creative and joyful when he plays. And the coolest thing you showed me was
the video of
Brother Vinny, one of his songs on that's on your EP, right?
Yeah.
Magnify.
Yeah.
He has a song called Magnify, about the Lord being magnified through us and the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it has a nice chorus that's pretty simple that just says, magnify in me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a video of him playing for the kids, and he didn't know that they had all been learning the song even without him.
Yeah.
So then the first time he hit the chorus, all 20, 30 of these kids all magnify.
They just belted it.
Yeah. And you could see his face. And yeah, I think you were really touched. And it's just awesome for me to see you continually connect with people through your music.
Oh, thanks, bro. Yeah, it was neat because they were like, let's do this concert. Like, this kind of like a going away concert, you know? And I wanted to do it mostly, you know, for them, so they can, like, have something fun, do some music, you know. But, yeah, I didn't know they were practicing my song. So right when I get up there, you know, and they had all the children kind of sitting down, you know, all the kids. And then we get up there, we start singing. And all of a sudden, they all just joined in on this chorus, which was, man, yeah, it was moving. It was moving. I think I was holding back tears on that one just to see where God has taken the music and everything, you know. But, yeah.
And then one of the teachers was recording it on her cell phone, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, then she sent it to Brother Vinny, and Brother Vinny shared it with me. And I got a little emotional, too, like just, yeah, knowing the story, knowing your heart for music and for sharing the faith, like your journey, your faith journey, and your experience of God through music was, just another confirmation for me of that gift that God has given you.
Oh, thanks, bro. So, yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I don't want to turn this into an episode about me. But.
No, thanks, bro. Yeah, it's about, and you know, I think for listeners, I know a lot of people relate to God through music, whether it's praise and worship songs or whether it's just some other kind of devotional song or Christian music or even secular music that can have a godly theme or something, you know, that was some song that their grandma liked, you know, and now their grandma's passed and now that song, you know, brings them back to those memories or,
right.
I think all of us can find those different ways to remember God's presence and blessing in our lives and to, acknowledge that and move into that.
Right. Yeah, man.
And then not about you, but just about us and what's been going on. You want to share about the big time summer that you had?
I
guess we could probably do a whole episode, but at least
we can do a whole episode on that. So, yeah, just to
fill us in. Well, I'll just give a summary real quick. Brother Vinny did the El Camino de Santiago
in Spain
this summer, yeah. And walked. You must have walked what, 700 miles or something? Because you did.
It was about 700 kilometers. About 750 kilometers, but. Yeah, it was an intense summer, man, like just emotional, like a lot of God, a lot of Jesus, a lot of grace, definitely. I started in May, at the end of May, and then started walking the Camino, yeah, on the 29th. And then it was about 33 days of walking every day, you know, we do about 20, maybe 15 to 20 miles a day, you know, average. There's so much I can go into, but it was just an amazing summer. Great. Like just so much, a lot of experiences of friendship, of God, of the Holy Spirit for sure. You know, you could tell it's a holy place. It's a holy path for sure. You could tell. But yeah, that's what I was doing. And then right when I finished that, so I came back to the States around July, like July 10th. And then came back to San Antonio, like, you know, to get ready for the fall semester of school in August. And I was dreading it, bro. I was like, no, I don't want to go back to school.
I want to be with the kids and I want to walk the Camino.
I was like, man, yeah, it was just a lot of things happening that, you know, you don't want to go back to those things that, like, I'm not a school guy.
Yeah.
But, no, it's cool to be back. We're like 2 months in to school, in the school. So, yeah. And now that we have some time, it's like, all right, let's get back into the hut, man, you know?
Yep. Yeah, thanks for putting energy back into this, and I think our listeners will appreciate being back in touch with us and with the life of two Capuchin Franciscans, and yeah, hopefully connecting them to their experience of God.
For sure. Yeah, it's going to be great. So while we're here together, we'll be up in the hut. We got some huge things hopefully to look forward to. We're going to try and get some episodes out as frequent as we can, probably once a month. I'm just gonna guess, you know. But yeah, we'll get some good topics out for you. We got, you know, we're the church right now is undergoing this Eucharistic revival. We're getting prepared for the Congress or the Eucharistic conference coming up in Indianapolis in July. So we definitely want to talk about the Jesus in the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist and. Mm-hmm. Talk about, you know, maybe our experience of the Eucharist and what that means for us, and then also give you some, just knock out a few episodes on the Eucharist, and then we got some fun things coming up too, maybe an episode on the beards and, you know, just regular episodes, you know, like, what was that one that you had about the busy priest?
Yeah, people sometimes wonder, what priests do all day, you know, why does my parish priest say that he's busy all the time, right?
What's he doing, man? He's taking a nap or what?
Right. He just has one mass in the morning. What does he do all day? So, yeah, we'd love to get in some. We're not parish priests, but we have connection with them, and we know what they do, and some of our Capuchin brothers are running parishes. So I think we have a little insight to help people understand.
What we do, what priests do.
Yeah. Especially the kind of parish priest that a lot of people have contact with, and then we can kind of counterbalance that with the friars who don't work full time at parishes. What those brothers are up to, especially the priest brothers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And then what we have down to is just a regular question that we're coming across is Jesus being loved, or is God being loved? And just from our experience in the church, or maybe in our congregations, our communities. Is Jesus being loved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you want to say more about it, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's on my heart sometimes too about, well, first of all, Jesus says the first commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And those are definitely related, but the first one is first because it's first. And I think we oftentimes talk about a vocation crisis in the church, that there aren't as many priests, there aren't as many nuns and brothers, and what's going on. And a lot of that, I think, is because so much of religious life and priesthood is about loving God and loving Jesus and spending time in prayer and sharing that experience with others, whether through the sacraments, through preaching, through the way we live, the way we run meetings, the way we interact with people. So I think it's just a good thing for us to all to reflect on, ourselves included, and hopefully for our listeners to ask that question, you know, do I really love God? Am I aware of the ways that I do love God, and can I do that better?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm looking forward to that one, man.
It should be fun.
So this little episode right here was just a recap on what we've been up to. Like I said, we've been gone for a whole year. Again, we're grateful. We're super pumped to have you guys back with us. Happy to be back in the booth, and then give you guys some things to look forward to. And then our next episode, right after this, we're going to talk about receiving the preaching that you hear. So stay tuned for that. Again, thank you so much for being with us and joining us on this amazing adventure of the Brotherhood.
Thanks for tuning in, Brother Hut.
God bless, guys. Peace.